the grave must not be on. Yes. Zakharaj.
I happen to be on, but I missed that one.
Okay, it happens. We're all human, amazing. Zakharaj. Zakharaj, Hamaiti Mais, Bitchilo. So our day is Hashem Kever. Muskim Kedarke B'Gmar Refarish L'Mutimai. Nightless of Sasai. Mutal of Nights and Mishami can move him. L'Kai Rebbe Makam Achar. But Nightum and Avash Al Kever Imai Kashir Amafurish B'Gemara. Like the Gemara will say, Bu Nikrit Fusa. B'Chein the Matzah Bey is the same that we found too. Matzah Gimel. I don't know why you fellows have these rush. Matzah Gimel. M'yesh Bein Zev L'Zed Dawad Amas Adches. M'kever Rishin Ad Shlishi. Ein Pagas M'Dawad Amas. It's no less than four. But lo Yaisim Miches. It's recognizable that it must have been a regal burial. Even if it would have been known by one that was given the kvura, we assume because we don't know about it. The fact that we don't know about it, we assume it was a temporary burial. And they were planning to move it. Or it was buried without permission. They have no right to their place. It's mukach that is probably was established as a kever. Now, why 4 to 8? It's an 8 by 4, which is a pella, the Gemara is going to say later on. The Rush is going to say later on, but we'll worry about it when we get to the Rush. Kamale mitak. Why? Now he explains why it's 8 by 4. Kamale mita the kavreha legasin and hacha. Those words don't belong here. The parak abayach gabi chutzer, which is supposed to be vav avav. Kamale mita the kavreha. The chutzer used to be a 4 by 4, like the size of having a gurney, and those who bury it, they should be able to fit into that chutzer as they enter the cave. So there was a little courtyard in front of the cave that was excavated. I will in yeshir mara. I'm sorry? No, I said it's supposed to be blah, blah, blah. The Gemara says blah, blah, blah. It says Rush is quoting Zion, now Zion.
Yeah, right.
I'm saying it's supposed to be blah, blah, blah. At least that's what my Masifta told me. I was in Yashir Mara, which I have missed this year. I think that's what the Masifta told me. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. Right.
I have a question.
Yes.
Let's say the guy finds one game, he's got to move it.
What? Yes.
And then he goes back.
Now, the Gemara is going to talk about it. Geiter. Abayde kemenu l'halon chav amas. The hainu shir ayrach beiz maris. What's 20 amas? Because of two caves, v'hal chatzar, and the courtyard. He doesn't know which direction he's headed. He found a mace. He doesn't know, is this in the back of the cave? Is this in the sides of the cave? So he has to go 20 amas from the mace in each direction. Maybe it's a side, and there's one 20 amas away. Maybe it's a back, and there's 120 amas in front, but then he has to go through the chutzer. He doesn't know where he is. So therefore, it's two caves and a chutzer. What? The Perik HaMaycha Parach. Now, Reb Shimon holds, okay, this is a fact. Reb Shimon says caves were six. No, he says eight. The caves were 8 by 6s. And the Rabbanan say there were 6 by 4s. So the Gemara asks, neither needs 20 amas. Because if you go with the Rabbanan, it's 2 times 8 and 6 is 22. And if you go with the Rabbanan, it's 3 times 6 is 18. Where did 20 come from? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara, Elay Mekrib Shimon. Now, the Shita adds here, but I think the Cheshek Shlomo also adds it, or Dagoz V'Tiyunim also adds it. The Amar Eirech Amar Ches, V'Chotzer Vav. He says it's 8, and the courtyard is 6. That's why it has to be changed from Zion al Zion to Vav Vav, because it says here the Chotzer is Vav. And before he said it's Zion, one of the two has got to go, right? Esther Metaitin Havi is 22. Vi Rabbonon, the Amar Eirech Amar Vav, V'Chotzer Vav, Yud Ches Havin. Umukulak Rabbanon, the Gemara answers it's going to Rabbanon, because the Badik Balachsoid, you might be going on an angle. And if you go on an angle, you have to go more, because the hypotenuse is longer. So therefore, they make you go 20. It seems that there was a minig, that when a family had Nebuch, when a family had two caves, They used one for miscarriages and for young children's death. It was very frequent in those days. And therefore, they had a special cave that was a smaller cave for Nephilim. So therefore, when one checks, one only has to check 20 amas, because even Rav Shimon that says a cave is 8, the other side probably was for Nephilim, and therefore he only has to check 20 instead of 22. That's what the Gemara says there. Now the Rush, interestingly enough, asked the Kasha that Gemara. He says he doesn't understand why the Gemara has to say, according to Rav Shimon, it's 22. According to Rabbanan, it's 18. The Gemara could have asked it, the Tema. It says from 4 to 8. So that means a cave is 8. That means our Mishnah holds caves are 8. So 8 and 8 and 6 is 22. The Mishnah didn't, we didn't have to bring in a machloikas. We know this is going like Rabbanan. It says the graves are between 4 and 8. That means you're going with the cave being an 8. Because if the cave weren't an 8, then it wouldn't be between 4 and 8. It would be between 4 and 6. Because 8 is already past the cave. So, obviously, the Mishnah is going like Rabbanan. So, the Mishnah, Gemara could have just asked, 8 and 6 is 22. Why did the Gemara consider that it's going like Rav Shimon? It can't go like Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon doesn't have 8 in his equation. It's 4 by 6. I mean, just the opposite. Rabbanan only has a 4 by 6. So, 8 is out. So, why did the Gemara have to bring in a machloikas and say, neither fits? We know who the Mishnah is going like. The Mishnah says 8. So why didn't we just ask the Mishnah? Why do we have to bring in a machlokes? That's the Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't answer. Yes, Roy Mar. What?
Rav Shimon
says it's 8 by 4, 6.
What? The picture is 8 by 4.
The Mishnah said 8 by 4. There's no Mandi Amar that says that. That's part of the problem. You have the picture, but the Mishnah said. The problem is, the Rabbana say it's 8 by, it's 6 by 4, and Rav Shimon says it's 8 by 6. Right. Maybe the Gemara felt that you could always say that the Chatzar is a 4 by 4, not a 6 by 6. So therefore the Gemara says, neither of the two Mandiramim hold that way. That's why the Gemara there brought in Rav Shimon and Rabbana. Meaning, our Mishnah itself was basically borrowing the Rashi. Forget Rav Shimon, forget Rabbanan. Our Mishnah says 4 by 8, to 8. That means the Mishnah is telling me caves were 8. I don't have to consider Rabbanan who say it's 6, because our Mishnah is not like them. So why did the Gemara bring that in? In Baba Basra, the Gemara said, if it's going like Rabbanan, we have a problem. It's not going like Rabbanan. The Mishnah here said 8. That's what the Gemara is going to straight Rav Shimon. Didn't have to consider two parts. The Mishnah itself is contradictory. It says caves are 8, and you only have to check 20. If caves are 8, you should have to check 22. The answer is in the Mishnah, you could say, it's 8 and 8, and the Chatzar is only 4. But in Baba Basra, it says the Chatzar is 6. Therefore, the Gemara there says, who is that going like? But in this Mishnah itself, I could have reconciled the Mishnah saying that the Chatzar is only 4. That's why we didn't ask the Chatzar on this Mishnah yet.
In the first case of the Mishnah, what is that thing
that you don't have to be chayshish that.
You don't have to.
No. Not, Meis Mitzvahs weren't all that frequent, I assume.
Well, it's not a cave, right?
Well,
I thought we're talking about burial.
They didn't bury like they bury today. And that's how they did it. They used to excavate a piece of ground. That made a chutzah. They built them, they excavated under into the ground, I don't know how deep, a chutzah. A square pit, if you want to call it a pit. I would say a landing. They excavated a landing. And on the side of the landing, they built a cave into the ground. One Mandi Amar there says they built it on two sides of the Chatzar. One Mandi Amar says they built it on four sides of the Chatzar. We're not getting involved in that. That's the Baba Basra. Now, so, and then they went into that cave that they dug and dug crypts on the side and on the back. That's how they used to do burial then. I can't argue over the Mishnah told me what they did. Sorry, so it was a Chatzar. And off the Chatzar were these caves. So when one finds the mace, he has to be afraid that maybe the ground, you know, it happens over time, it's flattened out, and under here is a cemetery. And there were three. What's the Yudayim say? Gam Maris Acheres. I'm sorry. Vayba takes out Gimel. He puts in Gam. Vayba Gam Maris Acheres. There were other caves. Which Raglayim Ladaber Tana Hakanim Bishnayes Hacha. Look, they're asked, what's this listener doing in Nazar? The answer is because of the word Raglayim Ladaber. Gam Grora Taninu Hacha. Because we said Raglayim Ladaber in the last Mishnah, which didn't even mean Raglayim Ladaber, we use Raglayim Ladaber here also. Zok the Gemara Vayter. I'm Rabbi Yehuda.
Did you skip a Rosh?
Somebody asked me a question? Hello? Yeah,
did you skip a Rosh? Yes.
No, I did not.
Sorry.
I'm a Rav. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Matza, Krakla Matzoi. I might say mace. If he knew about it, he can't move it. Mace? What does it say, mace? Krakla Horov. If he was killed... I did not skip a Rosh. I'm sorry. I went straight. I don't know what I skipped. Yes, I did. I'm sorry. I apologize. I did. Because we don't know whether you found the back or the sides. So you have to go 20 amas in each direction. The Masabkaran is a Reichab Amara, Umarichab Amara, Ve'iluk Tarakli Dukhavama. Is it the width of the Mara, which means the sides? You have to go from north to south, Umaramayr of the Mizrach. Because the Masabkaran is a Tzad Hoyachotzab Amara Beis. You don't know where you are. You don't know if you're in the back. This way, or the back, that way, the side, this way, the other side, wherever you are, you got to dig 4 out of 20 amas in each direction. The Yesh Mefarshim, others say no. Now this assumes, the Yesh Mefarshim is saying a new thing. People buried mace head first in. And therefore, you knew that there was none on the side of the head. I'm sorry, you knew there was none on the side of the head. Because that would be the end. It couldn't be that there was an other mate, Myra, the other way, because the Yesh Mefarshim, let me read it inside. She'ein tzarech livdek ha-metzad echa, t'regilu l'hach nisroish ha-meis t'chila l'kuch, v'raglu b'chata ha-myra, elgech ein tzarech livdek ha-metzad raglu ha-meisim. The other caves would be from you go from the foot side, because from the head side is the end. The other way, we don't know if it's head first, foot first, so it has to go all directions. But if we know it's head first, we don't have to check on the side of the head. We only have to check on the side of the feet.
What point do you stop?
20 amas.
I'm supposing you found a fourth and a fifth.
So you keep on going till you don't find.
You can then make a measurement of where I disturb all the graves.
You're not disturbing, you're finding it. What are you supposed to do? The guy has a field, he wants to plant it.
So you found five and then no more, and then you don't have to worry anymore?
You're right, because if there were three graves, you'd find them.
The Mace Mitzvah, you wouldn't have a landing. You wouldn't need a landing.
We don't have to be afraid for something that's not frequent. If you start worrying about everything, to quote one of my pediatricians that told somebody, go home and wait for the chandelier to fall.
What I'm asking is it deeper the grave of a mace mitzvah or less?
No! I don't know how deep the graves were. In Eretz Yisrael, they're less deep than they are in America. In America, they're deep. In Eretz Yisrael, I watched one core in Eretz Yisrael on Zoom. It's much shallower than they do in America. I saw it. I mean, that's...
Were there bodies in the burial chamber or only in the crypt?
Only in the crypt.
So then if you're at the end of one, and you can go all the way 20 amos, and you're not going to...
Why not?
Because if you're at one end, you're going to go 8 by 4 chamber, and then 6x6 courtyard, another 8x4 changer. That's more than 20 amos.
Yeah, but you're gonna go sideways. That's 22, right? So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answered that the other one is a shorter one because of Nephilim, because they used it for miscarriages and preemies and young children. That's why it's only 20. That's what the Gemara said. It'll be 8, 6, and 8, 6. It won't be 8, 6, and 8.
I didn't double stack the covers, did they?
No, not that, again. I wasn't there. I read Gemara. It doesn't say that it double stacked them. Zog the Gemara writer. Amar Rav Yehuda matzah prat l'matzui. Matzah means you didn't know about it. Because if one knows about it, you can't move it. It's your doing. That's called your doing, known. Dr. Rush. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amaitzi prat matzui. Prat l'matzui. Pirish Rashbam in Baba Basra. Prat l'yadua, Shem Echemem Yadua. Who based Chila Elam Schuna? The Gemara is going to explain this later. If you knew about one, and then happened to find two others that you didn't know about, it's not considered three. Because the fact you knew about one and didn't know about the other two means that those two have nothing to do with the one. Because if you know about one, why didn't you know about three? The answer is, you didn't know about the other two because they weren't supposed to be there. That's the assumption. Not Vadai, but that's the assumption. The assumption is if you know one, you would know about three. If you only know about one and you don't know about the other two, then the other two just happen to end up there illegally. One obviously was legal. Biter. Look, Mais Prat Laharuk. If somebody is killed, there's no halacha of tfusa. There's no halacha of tfusa by somebody killed. Why? Dr. Rush. Look, Chain Loy Tfusa, Beloy Shkuna. We should the Kachasir Dami, the Haki Gemiri. The halacha of Mais Mesinai is that a body that's missing pieces, there's no halacha of tusa and no halacha of shkunas kvaras. They have to be whole bodies when they were buried. And if a guy is killed, we assume he wasn't whole at the time he was buried. Not so clear why, who says he wasn't whole. Maybe they just stuck a sword in him and he didn't miss any piece of the body. The Mefarshim talk about it. But that's the halacha. Halacha l'maishim Sinai, that they're taking along the dirt and recognizing three as a shkunas kvaras that can't be moved. These are all halacha l'maishim Sinai's, or only if he died naturally, not if he was killed. Yes?
Minor point. He said sword stuck in someone. Most sword deaths due to sword injuries are crush injuries rather than actual piercing.
Could be. Fine. Zakti Gemara.
What's the reason?
Halacha l'maishim Sinai.
That's right. So what we're saying, it must have been.
How do you know how they died?
Right.
How do you tell how they died? That's
right. No, harug is. Halacha l'maishim Sinai said chasar, didn't say harug. So therefore, we say harug is a chasar. That's what the Rashi is telling you. Right. Mushkuv, probably yoshev. Jews don't bury mason sitting down. And therefore, if you find the mace in a sitting position, it's a guy, and you don't have to worry about it. Kedarkai, perat l'sharoyse munach ben yachaysav. I don't understand that. I think it means folded over, but what does he say it means?
Place between his eyes.
I think it means folded over again. Jews don't bury that way. Dr. Rush, muska perat l'yayshav, kedarkai perat l'sharoyse munach ben yachaysav, dilmai v'chav ninu. It's logical that it's a guy. Kivish le'nikru kedin. This is not the din. Yes.
In the method of burial, as Gemara is stating clearly, is something which was characteristic of various civilizations. One of the things which is characteristic, even though our school says otherwise, Rabbi Rabinovich says otherwise, one of the things which was common was burying people in a fetal position.
Right. Tame ulu machinina. They didn't do it by Jews. Meis shechasar ein loy tfusa v'loy shchunas kavaras. The cholhani my taima. What's wrong with sitting or bent over? My taima loy. Because I mean, I'm doing my v'kachavim who. It's possible, or even maybe probable, that it's a guy. Zok the gemara v'aiter. Matzis shnayim. He finds two bodies. Roisho shozeh b'tzad margaloyto shozeh. V'roisho shozeh b'tzad margaloyto shozeh. I think they mean they're lying parallel to each other in different directions. Jews don't bury Mesim next to each other in different directions. They would all be facing the same direction. The lesson, fact, what?
Lesson four? What
it's two. He found two.
I know, they're right next to each other. Yeah,
they're next. I don't know if they're in one grave or in two graves. I don't know. I didn't see anybody explain it. I don't know how Rabbeinu does.
What's the next one? Two graves? Why would it be one grave?
Again, I said I don't know. I didn't say I know. Again, Eilam Tfusa B'loi Tchunas Kvaras. If you find three that way, you don't have to worry. If you find two that way, you don't have to worry about Tfusa. They're not Jews. Dr. Rush. Raisha Shazah, Matad Magraisim Shazah, Ain Derech Yisrael, Likra Kach Maseyam. Jews don't bury dead people that way.
Can people be buried together in one grave?
Again, you asked me this question 3 minutes ago with the stacking. I don't know. The answer is, I don't know. That's the answer.
But you don't do that.
Again, we don't do it today, that's for sure. I don't know what they did in those days. I also don't think they did it. I like to answer things I know. I don't like to speculate. That's my start. If I were speculating, I'd have an answer to every question asked. But I'd also be very dishonest. So therefore, I'm very honest. I don't know. That's the answer. Fine. I didn't say not that way. I don't like to argue with Rebecca. I told you this. Right. Zuck to the married writer.
We ask respectfully because we don't know how much other than I will.
No. I didn't say. All I say is that when I say I don't know 3 minutes later even. Usually. It's not like I all of a sudden get a Aram and Hashemayim. That's it. Yes.
You don't believe Ruach HaGadish?
I do, but Ruach HaGadish is Slay by Shemayim. Yeah, I wouldn't pass in the silent based on Ruach HaGadish, right? Zuck to the married writer. Matzishnabe did that already. Matzishleisha. He knew about one. Ushnayim Tchila, two were something he didn't know about. Ushnayim Yedua, I think that's what he changes it to. Ushnayim Yeduim. Ve'echad Eini Yedua. Meaning, basically, he knew about some of them and not the others. There's no three that he didn't know about. One or two he knew, and the other one he didn't know. So that means it's not a cemetery. Ein Lem Tvusa, Ve'ein Lem Shkunas Kvaris. Now, it's interesting, why Ein Lem Tvusa? So the Rush changes the Gersa. He says, Yesh Lem Tvusa. Because, why not? Even if you find a mace that you don't know about, you move Tvusa. So therefore he says, they have Tvusa, but they're not Shkunas Kvaris. Maisim Rabbi Sheglov. There was a story with Rabbi Sheglov Shabbatak.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. Can I interrupt just to ask a quick question? I apologize if you already said this. Is this last part halacha l'moshe Sinai? Because I don't understand why.
No, I'll take it back. It's not halacha l'moshe Sinai. I think this is the assumption that when things are known, they're all known. You wouldn't know about. Why does the guy know about one? Obviously,
because
this man had something told him. He was told when he bought the land that there's one grave here. He was not told that there's three graves here. Now, the one who told him about one obviously knew it definitely. Why didn't he know about the other two? Must be there's a good chance. We don't have to know for sure, but there's a probability that these two had nothing to do with the one. And the halacha of Shkunas Kvaris is only three that were buried legally, and we have no proof to that or no probability for that.
I could imagine a circumstance where someone found one, whether it was this guy himself or his predecessor or a neighbor or whoever, but didn't excavate far enough width-wise to have discovered anything else, and then has a reason to.
I think we're misunderstanding the word Yedua. You're maybe understanding the word Yedua that somebody found it already. And I'm understanding the word Yedua is they knew when and what was buried there. They knew at the time of burial.
Yeah. Okay.
Not
so
found it. That's not Yedua.
Here's what I'm just imagining. Someone actually knew of it, and then later he found, let's say it's just the same person. He found one, goes about his business, things go on, life goes on, and then they find two other covers that were
again,
same depth.
If he, again,
same,
If he found one, it's not Yadua. Finding is not Yadua. Yadua means we had knowledge that it was buried there legally. That's what the word Yadua means.
It was
marked. It wasn't marked, but everybody knew right over here is a grave that was legal.
I'm just asking whether subsequent knowledge, subsequent yadua,
knowledge.
Why wouldn't that add to it, and then it would be so logical to find another one.
In your case, that Reuven found one, and then Shimon found a second and a third, that would be a Shkunas Kvaras. That would be a grave because three were found here, and we didn't know about any being legal. But in the case of the Mishnah, Reuven was there, authorized, or somebody pre-Reuven, authorized a burial here. And it was known that this is a one burial place. Right? And then somebody found two within distance of them, which were never authorized. But one was authorized. That means the one that was authorized obviously didn't know about the other two, but then it would have been a cemetery. The answer is one was authorized and two are unauthorized. So there's no reason to assume that this was a legal cemetery. Why? Because we only found two that were there. The other one was an authorized burial. Nothing to do with the cemetery.
But why are you interpreting the Baraisa as that factual circumstance?
But that's what the word Yadua means. That's what it means. That's what I'm saying. We're interpreting the word differently. Yadua doesn't mean known in the way you would say known. Yadua means it was known as being a legal grave when it was done.
Okay. It was an accepted community fact that this had been a burial
legal
spot for
burial.
One
Correct.
One
exactly.
guy had been
yes.
done in the right way, and now
Correct.
We find... Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Are you aware of any use in Hebrew or Aramaic in the terms like we say in English, a couple? I'd go shopping for a couple of things, we can come back to town. There is a path down.
I don't know. I'm not going to answer. Again, we'll employ rule number 35. I don't know. Dr. Mishnah, Dr. Gemara Weiter. Meister Rebbe Shevim Shabbatah Kamatzah Shnaim Yaduim Vechat Chila. Ubikish Lashaisam Shkunas Kvaras. He said, I have three. I'm a Lirik Yiva, Kosh Yagata, Lirik Yagata. That which you're working to start checking is for no reason. But I'm a Shkunas Kvaras. Elulay. They take out, I think the Gra is Gairis. Li Yaduin. He takes out the word Gimu Yaduin. Maybe Gimu Yaduin and Lashaisat Chila. Either three, one, or three or the other. Dr. Rush. It was a legal burial, but maybe they planned to move it. They just found it now. He can move it. They're not the same. There were two that we didn't know about. If they're all the same, they were obviously meant as a permanent burial spot. That's right. Now, I do point out that if we know for sure that the legal burial was permanent, you can't move it. We say we knew it was buried there legally, but we don't know whether it was meant permanently or temporarily. We can assume temporarily unless you know differently.
Temporarily?
Yeah, because usually they don't bury one base by itself. And we knew that this was a legal burial. We assumed that it probably was meant to be moved at a later date.
So, what you're doing, does that mean that there's now... Many more of the
there could be. Now it's a Shkunas Kvaras. Go do your investigation. 20 amas. Zav Tigimar Vaita. How much is Tusa? Zakta Gemara Mevuda Mekro, the Sasani Mimitz Triumph. First of all, we bring the source. This week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu said, take me from Mitzrayim. So we say, what's Gimel say? Mimitzrayim, to Imi, take along from Mitzrayim. Meaning, take some dirt from Mitzrayim. Now, I'm difficult with this. So I don't think Yaakov Avinu was ever put into the ground in Mitzrayim. Why there would be Tfusa, I'm not sure. Yaakov Avinu doesn't say anywhere that they buried him in Mitzrayim and then took him out. So, I'm not sure, right? But we're dodging the word Mimitzrayim, that when one takes a body out, they take along some dirt. The Kamashir Tfusa, Pirish Reblazer, now the God is Gairus, takes out Reb Tzadik, Neitel Avrich Chuach, takes soft dirt, the soft dirt it takes along, and Chayver Bipsula, he digs in virgin ground, Gimel was boys 3 inches. Meshle, Bekamishir Tfusa, Pirish Reblazer Reb Tzadik. Reblazer Reb Tzadik says, Neitel is Akismim Besaksasas. You take away, how does he translate Kismin and Ksusas?
Chips of wood.
Chips of wood and?
Clumps.
The Zyricus of Adoyim. And those that definitely didn't come in contact with any of the mace, that we should be afraid that there's some mace there, you can throw out. Umaniyakas Asmakas. And those that you don't know, that's your Tfusa. The Hashar, and those that you know for sure, were pieces of mace, mitzdarif, if they're bones, you can combine them. The right bin yonesh a mace. Remember we said the building of the mace, the two legs and the thigh. Or right bin yonesh, right, Dalad, the Gaon adds, right, I don't know what he adds, the right batzamas, or a quarter of a kava bones, the mali tar bedrekev, if this was a mace that was buried without any clothing, and it was in a box of marble, whatever in that box can be assumed to have been from the mace. So that is the rottage. He didn't call it rottage. He called it corpse dust of the mace. So we see here that it's not a shear of 3. It's anything you're misupic about. Where did the 3 inches come from? So, and this is Reb Blazer Reb Tzadik. Zok the Gemara, Huda Amriki Haitana. It's a Machoikis Tanoim. And Enochinami, one of them is not Reb Blazer Reb Tzadik. The time you become Yisrael Tfusa, Am Reb Yechim Shem Ben Azai, Noit Lofer Tichuach, he takes the soft dirt, the Chayvim Bepsula Shalosh as boss, and he digs a virgin ground 3 inches. So it's a Machoikis. One says it's not inches, you have to make sure anything that might have something from the mace, and the other one says, no, it's 3 inches in virgin ground. It's a Machoikis. There's no logic to this, by the way. This is Halacha L'Maisha Mitzinai. Zog Darash. Chayvir B'Psula, I'm sorry, Mimitzraya. Hechi Dami Tfusa. Hechi Chazina Shetzarach Litolimai. Where in the Torah is there a hint to that? Mimitzrayim Tulimi. Ma'avra Ha'aretz Mi'yisur De Mitzrayim Kedarish. It's not that Yaakov Avinu was brought with dirt. It's from the extra word, Mimitzrayim. Could have just said, Nasani, take me home. Why did he have to say from Mitzrayim? It's a drasha that when a mace is moved, we take some of the dirt along.
Because of the
Talacha,
he didn't. Why would he want?
He didn't want. The Torah put in an extra word. He could have just said in Sasani. Why did the Torah quote the word Mimitzrayim? He's obviously being taken from Mitzrayim. The extra word is to teach me Halacha.
Yes. Yeah, so did someone ask here? Was it
Derisa? No, it's Halacha Maishu Mitzina. We said the Derisa. The Chayver Bepsula Gimel Atzbaz. The fire is being shown me that the reason for this is Shemayel HaMeis, the liquid of the mace, Nichnas Bekarka Gimel Etzbois, penetrates 3 inches. Am Rablazer Neitel Avet Chuach, Haki Gesinan, Legesinan Rablazer Reb Tzadik, El Rablazer Amayrahu. It's an Amayra, the parish Leim Rablazer Reb Tzadik, the parish, what's Chavalov? The parish Leim Rablazer Reb Tzadik. It can't be Rablazer Reb Tzadik, but then we have a contradiction. The Kummer, Hudamiki Aitana, he holds like Ben Azai. Hakismin, that's our Ktsitsas Kismi Eitzim Shal Aron, the splinters of the casket. Saksasis Kmekaitis and Sadama, these are clumps of dirt. The Yashmafarshim, Shai Naisim Ba'aron, Mine Kiusasais, which are types of spices. and Kamei Mekabel Olaf Esther Kaisa Sesh Lameya. It says over there, when you sell 100, you can assume that 10 are defaulty. So the same thing here, they took like some of them that weren't high quality and they put it around the mace, right? That's what it says over there. Elu Neitlam Begainzon, so Yitamu Hanreigim Behem. Meaning these were the things they used when the mace was alive, around the person to keep things in a pleasant fragrance from a sick person. So when he dies, we don't know what the mace touched, what the person touched after death, what he didn't. So we buried them. Begam Eina Matama. I'm sorry. Samim Misham Gailu Bedaifik. Samim, we're worried about it's part of the casket that's Matame. The Kaisasais, Shiniflu Ben Baila Mace, it might be that the liquid of the mace was absorbed. Bezarigas Avadai, Gavri Yeshua Sha'ina Ben Mace. What we know is not from the mace, Begam Eina Matama. Now, how do you have Rekav? Remember, we learned that Rekav is only pure mace. Now, Shenigra mace Arum, he was buried undressed, but Arun Shoshayish in a marble casket. The Nifkas Arum mitachtav, and it broke. The Yotzim Rekvusay Derech Apchas, and a little of his dust, coarse dust, went through that break. We don't know whether that has some corpse dust. But the one that's in the casket is for sure corpse dust. And it combines to a ladle full of corpse dust.
They use the casket. Coffin.
Yeah, they use the coffin.
And today in Israel, they don't?
They don't use the coffin.
Is there a reason?
I don't know.
They only use
not that so anymore. They put something there. I think they put like a block of stone or something on top of the mace, and then they poured the dirt on that. Again, I don't know.
You must talk about a piece of marble there, too?
No, this is talking about the case of corpse dust has to be in a casket that doesn't decompose. That we had earlier in the Masechta. Not that they did this on a regular basis.
Okay. And the Chofer Psula, that means the dirt that was not dug.
That's virgin dirt, right. Never dug.
In other words, you have to go
three inches beyond what was dug, correct.
And that's on the side or on
the... It seems on the bottom. That's what the Yerushalmi says. That's what the Rush quotes. Vaidei kemenu. Amar Rava. Now Rava says a very big chiddush here. Vaidei kupana, he found one and he moved it. Right away he went, he found one, he moved it. He didn't go looking, found a mace.
And
Yedua. Right, he moved it. Vaidei kupana, he found the second one and he moved it. Then Vaidei kvashka, he found the third one. So now, what does he do? So loy high mafani legabe high, tanach tarki v'loy hani tarki legabe haichad. The third one stays, and the other two are gone. They don't have to bring them back. Ikka the Amri, Rava said a bigger kiddush. Amar Rava, he was an itin reshus lefani, since he was legally allowed to move the two, mafani lohani can move the third also. Correct the Gemara, unless we know shkunas kvaras. Hello, we know now is a great sign. Dr. Gemara Amar Rava, Amar Rish Lankish, Ilam Matzah Betiro Eretz Yisrael. This was an excuse. They don't like Eretz Yisrael to have bodies all over the place. So yes, this was a grave site. And yes, had we found the three, we would have never moved them. But we already moved two. So now at this point we say, it's probably not a grave site anymore because there's only one left. You can argue and say, but it was a grave site, how you can move it? That was an excuse they found to make Eretz Yisrael more tahar. The mason shouldn't be spread all around.
The third one, you check.
Doesn't have to check anymore.
Even the third one, you want to
check. That's what it's mashma here. I'm just saying what it says. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see if the right says differently than me.
How do you purify the land? Are you moving it somewhere else?
No, to a known cemetery. This was not obviously a known cemetery. We now know it was once a cemetery. Dr. Rash, I'm a rabbi, Bada Kupana. Badak upana, badak vashka. Kedin. Nimsa keverech, or benoam, Yisham, he moved it. Vavideh, shayisham keverech, achar. Vesub, badak amatza achar. So the first lesson says, you can't move the third. We now know it's a grave site. You don't have to move him back. He did it legally. He did it legally, so Mafana Gama Gimel Misham, he can move the third. Why? Now we know it's a Shkunis Kvaris. Why should he be able to move the third one? Amar Eslakish Ilam Matzah. What does Mem say?
Continue the 20, right?
Yeah. Ilam Matzah. He didn't check 20. Ilam Matzah. Vitaru et Eretz Yisrael. Balila Muetas. With a little bit of a excuse. Ubisvara Muatana. Tiru Eretz Yisrael. Mishum Kahanim Vaisitaris. We're very worried. People used to be Makban and Taris, and Kahanim can't walk. So whatever excuse they have to move Mason away from places, they use. And therefore, V'alchanami kivin shebishus pina habez, his tiro lived as gamma. Why, maybe it was a cemetery. Do you know for sure it was a cemetery? We don't know for sure. It's a probability. So once you move the two, we say, we won't go by the probability. Meaning, it's not a sure that the third one was, that it was a cemetery. If we were sure, we wouldn't be able to move it. It's a probability. We go by probability. But when we move two already, and it's only a third, we decide to find an excuse to move it. So we should like to make Eretz Yisrael tar. Billy Gumila Kamra Yidua, the Asil of Nisai, the Ain Kanya Diyavadas. We're not sure. It's possible that all three ended up here illegally. Possible. Not probable, but you moved two already. So we're dealing with a third. So the Rabbana said, move it. We like to make Eretz Yisrael tar. Basically, they're saying is, don't go by probability. It's enough of an excuse that we moved two already to let it move. Now, what do we gain by moving it? Why are we so interested? We don't want Mason dispersed all over the place. We always look for excuses to find, make Eretz Yisrael more pure. And this is an excuse, because to leave one grave here makes problems. So we have to, we have to. If we don't have to, we try to find an excuse. Yes, Doctor?
There is an aspect.
Let me just close the day. Everybody have a wonderful day. We'll continue mentorship tomorrow.